Bodygraph.com is more than software. This is the resource that you need to build the business that you love.
Do you feel like you're getting good value from the Pulse on Human Design podcast? If so, can I ask you a favor? Head on over to the review section on your podcast player and leave us a review. It would really help us because it lets us stand out among all the podcasts that are out there. Hit the follow button too so that you're notified as soon as an episode goes live and you have what you need to build your business. Thank you. We appreciate you.
So many human design and astrology practitioners take their foot off the gas over the summer months, not because they need rest, but because they've been sold or they've bought into this myth that no one buys during the summer. Everybody's on holidays in the summer. People don't have extra money in the summer. Today, we're exploring why that's the worst thing that you can do in your online business and how it's going to actually affect you down the track. One of those successful six-figure businesses that I have built, remember, Manifesting Generator, all the way, was in the direct sales space. And in that space, I had about 5,500 people under me, many of whom were actively building businesses. The truth that I saw play out over and over again in that business, and I see it across the board, is that the business that you have today is the result of the actions that you've been taking over the last 90 days. So if you apply that to your business and the summer months right now, if you were to take July and August off, what would that look like 90 days from then? 90 days, we are going to be doing things in our business like bringing in new clients with the fall season, promoting for Black Friday, looking forward to the holiday season. And all of that is going to be affected in your business by this pause that you're taking over the summer months. Now, of course, I'm not saying don't rest. I'm not saying don't enjoy your children or your grandchildren if you have them at home. Not saying you can't take a holiday. What I'm saying is that the name of the game is remaining visible while you are doing all of that. And of course, you're going to remain visible according to your own human design and your own way that you build your business. What I don't want to see you doing is disappearing and feeling like all is lost because it's summer. So some of the things that you can do to make yourself appear to be visible online, even in the summer months, are to pre-schedule things. I love the SmarterQ scheduler. You can schedule things out ahead for as long as you need to. The other thing that you can do is you can bring people with you through your summer. No matter what your human design is, there's probably some piece that people would love to see of your real life. And you don't ever have to show them everything. You get to choose what you show them. But think about things like how you're actually using your human design, your own human design, as you go through the summer. Maybe you work with relationships. Well, how are you using the human design of the people in your relationships to build better relationships over the summer? Maybe you work in the parenting space. What a goldmine for content ideas over the summer. Maybe you work in the business space and you can help someone if their business has slowed down a little over the summer months. You can help them to dig into some of the personal growth work that will catapult them in their business for the season ahead. And then I want you to think about the fact that some people actually have more time in the summer rather than less. This happened all the time in my health business. So health coaches were preaching that the summer's no time to sell and nobody has time and everybody's drinking Mai Tais. You have to sell before the summer when people want to get into their bikinis and all of that jazz. But that never tracked with my business because I had a lot of women who were on holidays over the summer. And that was actually a really good time for them to dive into the deeper work that they knew they needed to do. That was an excellent time for them to build the foundation for their health so that when they got busy again in the fall, when they went back to work in the fall, they would actually feel better and have the energy that they needed. And then they could kind of scoot right on through into the holiday season. So not everyone feels about summer like it's a lost cause. Sure, it's short, especially in my part of the world. It is super, super short. And I want to take advantage of every moment that I have. And I'm going to build my business with intention even over those summer months. So some of the things that you could be working on over the summer months, and I'm going to invite you to share behind the scenes content. Show people what you're doing. Even if you are not selling anything over the summer months, you should be able to really give your following something to be sticky to you over in this behind-the-scenes content. My daughter, who is an online business manager, and she's done some social media trainings for us here on The Pulse, Andrea Slade, and some VA trainings here on The Pulse, she always says, people want to know. And that can be hard to wrap our minds around because we're like, oh my gosh, I'm just building rapport. Oh my gosh, I'm just taking my kid to the park. But there's an angle that you can use to show people your life, even in those mundane things. So some of the things that you could be doing over the summer months are finishing your reports that are sitting in your bodygraph.com system. What needs to be tweaked there? I mean, my own reports need some tweaking. They need some zhuzhing up. Summer's a great time to do that. I always try to schedule this type of project for January and July because those are the times when I don't really have a lot of front-facing business that I have to do. So those are the times that I can take a pause and I can kind of backtrack and go, okay, what needs to be done in the back end of my business? To that end, now I know you may have just done your funnels if you're following along with us in real time here on The Pulse, but if you have not looked at your funnels in a while, it's a really good time to check the copy to see if it still resonates. Because as you grow in your business, you're going to naturally hone your message. You're going to naturally clarify who it is that you're speaking to and how it is that you help them. And you may go back into those funnels and think, oh my gosh, this is so outdated. I know that mine are. And how I work best is by having a chunk of time, aka July, where I can actually sit for a couple of hours at a time and really dive in and redo those funnels. So any copy anywhere in your business, funnels, emails, if you have like regular emails that go out that are in some sort of a template that you want to check and just make sure it still represents you, copy on your website. So think about your sales pages, think about your offer pages, think about your About Me page. Has anything changed there? Do you need to update some qualifications? Are there new testimonials that you can add? Where are the places that you can be pouring into the back end of your business as you go through the summer? I want to encourage you to think about your fall schedule. How do you want to work in the fall? Because lots of times I hear women coming in and saying, you know what, I only want to work 4 days a week. And then we move down the track in their business. And before we know it, it's December. They're going crazy. They've nearly killed themselves on Black Friday. And they're working 6 or 7 days a week. If you grab the 4 days a week that you're going to work now, or whatever schedule it is works for you and your family and your business, grab it now for fall. Make the decision now, make the commitment to yourself now. These are the hours I'm going to work. And it, you know what? It could be the opposite of that too. It may be the fact that you're not working enough in your business and you need to commit to it. So set up your calendar system, Calendly, Acuity, whatever calendar system you have in your business. And if you don't have one, summer would be a great time to set one up so that you just... And you know what? A lot of them even take payments. I know Calendly will take payments. I'm sure Acuity does as well. So if you don't have those finer things set up in your back end of your business, you can use your calendar system to actually be ready to book readings, to book appointments, to book coaching sessions. How about getting your launch pieces in place? If you have been telling yourself that you're going to launch an offer in the fall, you're going to need some pieces in place for that. Now, depending on the size of your following, depending on the size of your launch that you intend to have, depending on a lot of things, you're going to have to look at what actually needs to be in place in your business. Do you want to start running ads towards your launch? Well, summer would be a great time to start testing the waters there. Summer would be a great time to start doing some engagement ads so that the price doesn't hit you so high and you don't have such a learning curve. And what I mean by learning curve is that Facebook needs to learn about you and your business so that they put in front of the right audience. And that can take some time. That can take some bouncing around a bit. Sometimes you don't have that time at the beginning of a launch. So if you were to start your ads now, just a really super affordable engagement ad, if you're planning on making ads part of your launch, you get to get all of that trial and error out of the way before you're actually in launch mode. What else can you set up for this launch? Can you get your sales page ready? Can you get your calendar links ready for the whatever you're going to do, workshops, webinars, whatever you're going to do? Are you running a challenge? Can you set up the Facebook group? What else could you do? The emails. You're going to be writing a lot of emails, the social media posts. Any of that can be done. And just like we did with the funnels, how we broke it down into little bite-sized pieces, how can you break these things up into bite-sized pieces so that every week you're just getting a little bit closer to that fall launch that you're going to be doing? Summer is an amazing time to get this stuff ready. Most of all, while you are doing these things, please stay visible. Get into your stories. There's a lot of stories that you can post in under a minute. You could do polls. You could do a this or that. Let's say you're at a theme park. You could take some quick pictures. And remember, social media doesn't have to be up to the second accurate. You could be at a theme park and take a this ride or that ride picture for engagement on your story and post it the next day or post it later on when you're at the hotel room. It doesn't have to be in the moment. You could do a this or that with food. Maybe you're out somewhere and you're trying to decide on a food. Maybe you're at a country fair and you want to show off some things that are happening there. Maybe you want to say something about your business. Maybe you want to tease out that launch that you're going to do. Maybe you want to show yourself sitting on the dock at a cottage actually resting. Maybe you want to talk about how you're using your human design or your astrology to lean into something over your summer months. Something like how I use my human design to rest. What about explaining creative urges as they relate to human design? I know there are a lot of creatives and artists in our world. How about that? What about a vacay photo dump? You don't have to ever show all of your life. You get to choose. And please remember about people in your life who cannot give consent. So taking photos of children and posting them online, things like that. There's a lot around that right now that you may want to just kind of check yourself before you wreck yourself there. You decide what's right for you, but remember that you're also deciding what's right for them, and that's going to be something that they have this digital footprint for the rest of their lives. So what of your vacation do you want to show? What of your summer do you want to show? People are really nosy, and as Andrea would say, they do want to know. Mini tutorials. Summer could be a really good time to go a little bit deeper in your social media feed and give people a lot of value that doesn't really take very long. But they will remember that when they are going to book in the fall. Another thing is Q&As. You could do Q&As in your story. That's a great way to use your time over the summer. And then POV posts, point of view posts. What better time than summer when you're actually on the go doing some things? So just want you to remember that summer energy really does support creativity, connection, and simplification. At least it does in my world. I always want to take a little bit of a pause during the summer. I'm a summer girl. I love the heat. I love the sun. I love nature. I love being on the water. And I love building my business and connecting with the people who are my people online. And I can do that in the summer just as well as I can any other season. And so can you. If you would love to have some support on this, if you're feeling like you're all on your own and everybody else is on holidays and you've got to work and all the things, jump into the Facebook group. Bodygraph.com has a truly supportive Facebook group where you can come on in and talk about anything that you're doing in your business. And I would also love to invite you to celebrate the things that you're doing in your business this summer. Celebrate that you're continuing to get things done in your business, even though it may or may not be as busy as it would be in the fall. Whatever you do, remember that whatever you do, you are building the business that you will have 90 days from now. So think about that business as you move through your summer.